Hello and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada. My name is Kevin and we are currently looking at the African Cup 2021 players, and today we're looking at Gabon. So for those of you who are watching on YouTube, you'll see that we have simple graphics that we use, and we organize the players by position into kind of definite, likely, possible but unlikely, retired, injured, or if they haven't made our radar yet, new players. So we kind of go through and look at their record, and especially based on how much they've played over the last year, we categorize them into those categories. And if you want to just jump to the end for kind of a summary, I recommend going 4 or 5 minutes before the end of the podcast, and we will run through the players who we think are likely to make the squad. But if you want to join us for the whole thing, we'll give you information about all of the players and play our little prediction game. Kind of introducing the players and then seeing which ones actually made the squad. So let's begin. And as always, we'll begin with the manager. And the manager of Gabon is Patrice Nouveau. So Patrice Nouveau has been the manager of Gabon since 2019, but he's managed a lot of other international teams too. I'll just list them off. He managed Laos, Haiti, Mauritania, Congo DR, Guinea, and Niger. The only team, though, he reached the African Cup with before was Guinea in 2006. So he seems to have been a player himself, but he never earned an international cap for France, which is his native country. I see that he also managed Haiti in the Copa America Centenario 2016 also. So two tournaments under the belt of Patrice Nouveau. All right, let's begin with goalkeepers. And we actually have several candidates here. The first one we consider definite, Jean-Noël Amonomi. Jean-Noël Amonomi, perhaps, played four of the eight games in 2021, including the last three. And he was on the bench for four others. So not necessarily the starter there, but almost certain to be selected for the squad. We have two likely candidates, though. The first one is Anthony Mfa-Mazoui. So Anthony Mfa-Mazoui played three of their eight games in 2021, but he was out with coronavirus for the first two, but on the bench for the last two matches. So again, perhaps the starter or perhaps the backup. He played actually, or didn't play, he was a backup keeper in the 2015 and 2017 African Cups. And he's 30 years old and has been with the team since 2010 and has 18 caps in that time. So he actually plays for a team in Luxembourg. He was born in France. Okay, and the other likely candidate is Donald Nzé. Donald Nzé played one of their eight games in 2021, but he was on the bench for six of those and not selected for one other. He's 29 years old and has been with the team since 2017, but only has three caps for them. And he plays for a team, Maniema Union in Congo DR. He is with, and he wasn't selected for the 2017 or 2019 African Cups. And by the way, nor was Jean-Noël Amonomi, who just joined the team in 2021. So those actually look like our three candidates, but some teams are bringing four. But we have a couple of players who seem to be off the team or retired. The first one is Stéphane Bitsekimoto. Stéphane Bitsekimoto has was in four African Cups, but always a backup keeper behind Didier Ovono, who we'll introduce soon. So we won't give any more information on him until he's selected. He seems to be retired at 37 years old there. And actually 38-year-old Didier Ovono is the same. He seems to be retired. Last played for the national team in March 2019, but he was the starter in all four of their African Cups, 2010, 12, 15, and 17, but seems to be off the team now. And let's see who made it. Yeah, no surprise, our three main candidates, Jean-Noël Amonamé, is on the squad, and I'm going to put him as a maybe, as well as Anthony Mfa-Mesui as a maybe, because they both played three or four games. So Jean-Noël Amonamé is probably the favourite there, but it's not really clear cut. Donald and Zay, though, will probably be the backup. And they've the veterans are not chosen, but there is a newcomer to the squad in Junior Fotso Nubi, or sometimes known just as Junior Nubi. So Junior Fotso Nubi has no caps for the national team. And first appeared on the bench in October 2020. And I think he was on the bench for two of their games. So he plays for Vence in France and is 22 years old, but he doesn't have any caps for the national team, as we said. All right, so those are the goalkeepers. Of course, Junior Fotso Nubi will probably be a backup there. Okay, sorry, I just forgot to put Didier Ovono on the graphic for the YouTube watchers. Okay, moving on to defense, so we'll begin with central defenders. And the first one is well known to Connor and I, because it's Bruno Ekwueremanga, who played for Cardiff. We consider him a likely candidate. And he's 33 years old. I should say, actually, he played six of their eight games in 2021, but was not selected for two. He's 33 years old and been with the team since 2007 with 91 caps and nine goals. So a real staple at the back there. As I said, he was with Cardiff in Wales, that's in the English league, for 5 years, and moved on to Dijon in France since 2019. So he was on the squads that I talked about, 2010, 12, 15, and 17. He was a starter all the way there, but he is getting a little bit old now and seems to have missed a couple of games in 2021. But I would imagine he would still be a starter. Sydney Obisa is the other centre back who we consider likely, and he played two of their games in 2021, but was on the bench for six matches, so probably not a starter there, but likely to make the squad. He's just 21 years old, and he's been with the team since 2020, and has played three games for Gabon. And he's with Ajaccio or Ajaccio 2 in France. That's kind of their B team. So just making his way in his career there, but still likely to make the squad here. We have three possible candidates. Johan Wachter. Johan Wachter didn't play any of their games in 2021, but was on the bench for four of them. And he's 29 years old, with nine caps since 2016. So not a regular for Gabon, but nevertheless, in and around. He plays for Saint-Malo in France That's a team I'm not familiar with, but he was with Lorient in France. I don't know why I'm saying everything in a French pronunciation, so maybe I should say Lorient so that it doesn't sound like I'm pretending to be French. I do speak some French, but that's besides the point. Anyway, he, I'm talking about Johan Wachter still, only was in the 2017 African Cup, and he appeared as a sub in that cup, just in one game. Okay, next is Junior Asumu. Junior Asumu played two of their eight games in 2021. We consider him a possible candidate. And he was on the bench for four others, so quite possible there. Actually, I'm going to move him ahead of Johan Wachter because he seems more likely than him. Junior Asumu is 26 years old and has been on the team since 2017, but has 14 caps, so that's more than Johan Wachter, who's been on the team for longer. He plays for Vitré in France. Let's move on to the third possible candidate, and that's Alex Muketu Musunda. So Alex Muketu Musunda got his first appearance actually on the bench in October, but he went on to play three of their four remaining games in 2021, so he actually may pip the others, having played those games in the lead up. He also scored one of their goals in 2022 World Cup qualifying. He plays actually for Maccabi Ahi Nazareth in Israel. And he's just 21 years old and been with the team since 2021 with those three caps and one goal. So we'll introduce a couple of other names before we check and see who made the squad. And a possible but unlikely candidate is Gilchrist Nguema. He played the first two of their eight games in 2021, but then seemed to be off the squad. They're not selected for the last six matches. So we'll come back to him if he's selected. And we also have a couple of players who seem to be off the squad in Aaron Apindangoye. So Aaron Apindangoye last played for the national team in November 2019, but he was involved in the 2015 and 2017 African Cups. So again, we'll come back and say more if he's selected. Also a player who seems to be off the team is Irondu Musava King. Sorry, that's Irondu Musavu King. Irondu Musavu King last appeared for the national team in November 2019, and he seems like he's been off the team for a while because he was a sub in 2015 and not selected in 2017. So let's take a look. I'm just going to have a little sip of water before I do, so please forgive me here. I'm back. Okay, Bruno Ekwueleanga, unsurprisingly, is selected, as is Sidney Obisa. So those were our two likely candidates. And I'm going to put Bruno Ekwueleanga as a starter and Sidney Obisa, even though we considered him likely, he was on the bench quite a bit. And you know what? I think I just have an inkling that Alex Muketu Musuanda is going to be a starter. I'm just totally going on a whim there. But again, this is just speculation. Junior Asumu and... Sorry, Junior Asumu made the squad also, but Johan Wachter did not. And I should have checked before I named him as a starter. But yes, Alex Muketu Musunda is on the squad. But I do have a note here that One of my sources lists him as a midfielder. So we have him as a central defender here. So we'll have to wait till the tournament to really check that. And surprisingly now, we have Gilchrist Nguema, the candidate we consider possible but not likely, made it, as did Irondu Musuvu King, so making his way back into the team. So I'm just going to go back and give a little information on those players. Gilchrist Nguema played, I think I said that, two of the first eight games and then was off the team. He's 25 years old, but has been playing just since 2020 for Gabon with four caps. And Rondu Musuvu King is 29 years old, so not too old, but he played at one time for Udinese in Italy, which is a pretty big club, but seemed to me to be moving into retirement when he moved to Bengaluru FC in India. So no insult there, but generally a lot of players who play in India are kind of... Oh, I'm running into trouble here. Oh, the Indians are going to be upset with me. No, there have been some players in their prime moving to India, but kind of like the USA and Canada, a lot of players, European players, if they move to those countries, are moving into the twilights of their career. Ooh, I hope I got out of trouble there. Anyway, we said Musuvu King actually had trouble making it onto the squad, not selected in 2017. So making his way back in here, but I would guess as a substitute, both Musuvu King and Nguema to be substitutes. So pretty speculative on who the starters are there, but we'll see when the tournament comes around. All right, moving on to left backs, we have a definite candidate in Johan Obiang. So Johan Obiang played all of their eight games in 2021, and he was also a starter in 2015 and 2017. However, in 2017, he got injured 34 minutes into game two, which ended his tournament. He's 28 years old and has been with the team since 2014 and has 38 caps, and he currently plays for Rodez in France. But he played for Troyes for 3 years in France. Next, a possible candidate in David Zambisa. So David Zambisa had his first appearance in October, and he played two of their four remaining games there. And he is 25 years old, but he's just been with the team since 2021, as we said, with those two caps. He plays for Cambuur in the Netherlands, another French-born player there. And finally, a player who seems to be off the team is Stevi Nzambe. So he last played for the team in November 2019 and actually was never in a tournament before there. So not really sure why he's on our list, but you never know. Musuvu King made a big comeback there, so... Stevi Nzambe may do the same thing. Let us see. Well, Johan Obiang was a definite candidate, and he did make the team. And David Zambisa also selected for the squad. And Stevi Nzambe will have to wait if it's a comeback for him. But there is a new player. Oh, no. There was a new player, Wilfred Eban, but he only made the preliminary squad, so we won't introduce him here. We'll instead move on to right backs, and just going back to left backs, I'm going to put David Zambisa in the substitute backup position and Johan Obiang as the starter at left back. All right, for right backs, we have Lloyd Paloom as a definite candidate. Lloyd Paloom played seven of their eight games in 2021, and he's a veteran of the team at 33 years old. He's been with the squad since 2011 and has 67 caps. So he his first tournament was the 2012 African Cup, where he was a sub. But in 2015 and 17, he was a starter. So presumably he will be here too, having played most of their games in 2021. But we also have a likely candidate in Anthony Oyono. Anthony Oyono first appeared on the bench in March, but he played five of their eight remaining games in 2021. So unless he was being brought in as a sub for Lloyd Paloon, there seems to be some overlap there. So perhaps one of them is playing out of position there. He is actually just 21 years old, and he has those five caps, all earned in 2021. He plays for Boulogne in France, and we consider him likely here. Okay, let's see who made it. Well, both of them did. So Lloyd Paloon, I had already highlighted as a starter before I confirmed he made the squad. And I'm going to put Anthony Oyono as a maybe, having started five of their eight games. And we have a new name here, a candidate who hadn't initially made our radar. And that is Yanis Ngakutu Yapende, or sometimes maybe just called Yanis Ngakutu. So yes, he's new to the squad, didn't appear before the national team before being named to the preliminary squad. And I actually don't have here whether he made it to the final squad. So just give me a moment and I will check. No, it doesn't look like he did. He was named to the preliminary squad, but not not the final squad. Okay, so we'll give him a pass and move on to midfielders. All right, well, in the midfield is Mario Lemina, who we consider a likely candidate. Mario Lemina played five of their eight games in 2021, but he wasn't selected for the two of the last three games. So always a bit of doubt created when they don't play the games immediately before the tournament. He plays for Nice. He's 28 years old with 23 caps and three goals. Has been with Gabon since 2015, and he plays for Nice in France now, having moved from Southampton in England. But he's played for some pretty big clubs. He was loaned to Galatasaray, and before he moved to England, he played for Juventus in France and Marseille, though sometimes with their B team in France. He actually was invited to the 2015 African Cup, but he declined the invitation. However, he accepted the invitation in 2017, and he was a starter in Game 1, but he lost his starting position after Game 1. The announcers actually were quite critical of his play, and he didn't actually play any other games, even as a sub, after that. So it looks like a bit of a troubled history with Gabon, at least until now. But he we'll see if he was selected. We consider him likely, though. Okay, a possible candidate is Serge Junior Ngouali. Serge Junior Ngouali is a possible candidate, having played two of their eight games in 2021 and been on the bench for two others. So he's 29 years old and has been on the squad since 2017, but not so many caps, just 12 in that time. and he plays for Gorica in Croatia. Before that, he was with teams in Sweden because he was born in Sweden. And he was a bit of a surprise selection for the national team in the 2017 African Cup, but he was just a sub there. All right, now two more defensive midfielders we'll just mention by name, as they seem to be off the squad. Merlin Tanjagori. And I'll say that again because I said it wrong. Merlin Tanjagora last appeared for the national team as a starter in the 2017 World Cup. He must have appeared on the bench perhaps since then, because he wouldn't be on my list otherwise. But anyway, we'll pass by him quickly and move on to Medwin Bitege. Medwin Bitege also seems to be off the squad, so we'll come back to him if he's selected. But he last appeared in November 2020. All right, let's see which of those made it. And it is Mario Lamina. So maybe his troubles with the squad. I don't know if there were problems with them. Anyway, he's on the squad. Serge Junior Ngouali also has made the squad. And surprisingly, one of the players we mentioned as seemingly off the squad also made it, Medwin Bitege. So he's 25 years old and has been with the team since 2017, but only had 6 caps. And he plays for a team in Saudi Arabia, Al Adala. But as I said, his previous, his last cap for the team was November 2020. So I will definitely put him as a bench player here. Serge Junior Ngouali only played 2 of their games, so I'll put him as a bench player. But Mario Lamina, probably as a starter, although he was just a sub in... or he lost his starting position in 2017. Anyway, seems to be back in their good graces. Those are the words I was looking for. Okay, that was defensive midfielder. So we'll move on to the central midfield here. And we begin with Andre Biyogopoko. He actually plays a lot of positions, but... my default source has him primarily as a central midfielder, and we have him as a definite candidate here. He played 6 of their 8 games in 2021, but he was out with coronavirus for 1, though not selected for the last match. But it would be very surprising if they didn't bring him. He's a veteran at just 28 years old and has 68 caps and 3 goals since 2010. So he's been, he didn't actually make the 2010 African Cup for them, but he was a starter in 2012 and 15. However, I'm a bit surprised to see he was just a sub in 2017. Oh, he was a sub in the first game and went on to start games 2 and 3. So yeah, I definitely consider him a starter for Gabon. A player I'm a bit less familiar with is Guelo Kanga, but we do have him as a definite because he played 7 of their 8 games in 2021. He's 31 years old and has 52 caps and 2 goals. I should be more familiar with him. He's been on the team since 2012 and plays for Red Star Belgrade in Serbia, and played in Czech Republic and Russia before that. And perhaps I'm not familiar with him because he was just a sub in the 2015 African Cup and the 2017 African Cup. He only appeared in 1 game as a substitute there. Nevertheless, he seems to be playing for Gabon more regularly now, seems to be a starter, in fact. But we have a lot of other candidates in this position here. So the next one at the likely level is Levi Madinda. Levi Madinda played three of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for two others. He is 29 years old with 56 caps and six goals since 2011. And interestingly, he plays in Malaysia for Sabah FA. He recently moved there, though. He was in Turkey before that for several clubs in Turkey. And probably his biggest club was Celta de Vigo in Spain. So he was a starter in the 2012 African Cup and the 2015, but he was just on the bench in 2017. And finally, among the likely candidates, Didier Ndong. So Didier Ndong played four of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other. And he is 27 years old with 42 caps, no goals though, since 2012. So he plays for Dijon in France, but actually is currently on loan to Yani Matalyaspor in Turkey. And he's played in France and in England also. And in Tunisia, interestingly. So he was a starter in the 2015 and 2017 African Cups. Didier Ndong. Okay, well, we'll check and see if he made the squad shortly, but we just have one more player to introduce by name, Nathaniel Mburu. So we consider him possible, but not likely. He played one of their games in 2021. So we'll introduce him more if he's selected. And let us check who is selected among these players. Our definite candidates, Andre Biogo Poco and Gwelor Kanga are both selected. And I would guess both starters too, since they started most games in 2021. But the two likely candidates we have, Levi Madinda and Didier Ndong, neither of them made it to the squad here, and nor did Nathaniel Mburu, although we didn't really expect him to. But a bit of a surprise there in these two. I'm going to highlight them in red just to remind me to mention them in the review, but I'm pretty surprised there. Okay, well, we can breeze over the next part because we have no players coded as left midfielders and no players coded as right midfielders. We do have left wingers, but we also don't have right wingers on the squad. So all we can look at here is left wingers, but I'm sure some players must be playing out of position on the right side there, or else could be that they're coded wrongly. But anyway, let's begin with the players coded as left wingers. And Dennis Buanga is almost sure to make the team. We consider him a definite candidate. He played six of their eight games in 2021. And scored three of their eight goals in qualifying, so he was actually the top scorer. So he's 27 years old and has 33 caps. I'm not sure if my information must be wrong because I don't have any goals for him here, but hang on, I can do a quick check here. Dennis Buanga. Has seven goals, so seven goals for the team. He plays for Saint-Étienne in France, and he started all games in the 2017 African Cup. He actually made a good impression on me there, even though he was a bit of a surprise selection for the squad. So he joined the team in 2017. But no longer a surprise selection. He has 33 caps. All right. On the left wing, also as a possible candidate, no, a likely candidate is Jim Alavina. So Jim Alavina played five of their eight games in 2021, but he wasn't selected for three of the games. And he's 26 years old, with 13 caps and two goals since his first cap in 2019. And he plays for Clermont Foot in France. So he actually scored two of the seven goals in World Cup qualifying. That's where his two goals come from, 13 caps and two goals. Okay, and we have one more possible candidate in Fad Nzengu. So Fad Nzengu played just one of their eight games in 2021, but he was on the bench for three games. So we consider him a possible candidate based mostly on that. He's 21 years old and has been with the team since 2020, and I guess it's one cap each year for him. He plays actually in Slovenia. All right, well, let's see who among our left wingers made it. And obviously, Dennis Bouanga was selected. A big player for them. Actually, all three were selected. Jim Alavina and Fad Nzengu. So I would imagine, I'm going to put Jim Alavina as a maybe starter, perhaps starting out of position, because we don't have any right side players listed here. But Fad Nzengu seems more at the substitute level based on how much he played in 2021. All right, let's move on to forwards. Well, the forward line, we include attacking midfielders in that line, but we just have one at the likely level, and that's Luis Amica. So Luis Amica played the last four of their eight games in 2021, but he hadn't been selected for the first four matches. But he was on the team in previous years. The 25-year-old has been on the team since 2017, and he does have 19 caps. So, but I think we put him as a likely candidate because he is the only candidate in either this or the secondary striker position. And we might as well check on that right away before we turn our attention to forwards. And yes, Luis Amica has made the squad. And even though he just played half of their games, I'm going to list him as a starter here just for the lack of other players in this position. All right, let us turn our attention to forwards, and probably the most recognizable name. Excuse me a second. The most recognizable name will be Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. And he has, really led the team for a long time now. He played six of their eight games in 2021. There were two games he wasn't selected for, and he scored two of their eight goals in qualifying. So we could go on about him quite a bit because he's such a big name for them. But he is 32 years old right now, and he's the captain of the team. He's been with them since 2009 and has 71 caps and 29 goals. And basically his career coincides with Gabon's success in the African Cup. So he was a substitute in the 2010 African Cup. But as his reputation developed, he, of course, became a starter in 2012, a captain in 2015. And 2017 starting all games there. And we could go on about him, but suffice to say, he plays for Arsenal in England, although he seems to be struggling with the team a little bit nowadays, a couple of disciplinary issues, not showing up to practice on time, I've heard. And Borussia Dortmund in Germany before that, but he also played for Saint Etienne in France and AC Milan in Italy, though he was loaned out to several clubs by AC Milan. That was his youth team also, even though he was born in France. Okay, let's move on. Don't want to wax too lyrically about Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, although in truth he deserves it. But our next candidate is also a definite with Aaron Mupenza. Aaron Mupenza played seven of their eight games in 2021. He was out with coronavirus for the other. And he scored two of their eight goals in qualifying. So he hasn't actually played in any African Cups, even though he was with the team since 2016. But the 25-year-old does have 23 caps and four goals and seems to be a regular now, even if he wasn't in 2017. He's currently with Al Arabi in Qatar, but has been around. He was in Turkey, Bordeaux in France before that. He's played in Portugal too. And he actually did start in Gabon with Mounana, one of the bigger clubs in Gabon. Okay, and then we have three candidates that are likely, make that four. And the first one is Alex Naye. Sorry, I think I said likely, but I should have said possible. So possible candidate Alex Naye. He returned after a 2.5-year absence in October to play two of their four remaining games in 2021. And he's 26 years old and has been with the squad since 2012. But as a forward, he has two goals in 27 caps, which is not that good. He's currently playing in Morocco, but has also played in Kuwait, France, and Turkey, and like Aaron Mupenza, started in Gabon. So not one of the players who were born in France, though I think about half the team was. All right, we move on to our next possible candidate. In Gaetan Mizimetsu is also returned after an absence, a 2-year absence in his case, but he came back in March, so a bit earlier than Alex Naye, and played just one of their remaining eight games, though, but he was on the bench for five games. So he's 25 years old. Been with the team since 2016, but not that many caps, just nine caps, and he currently plays in Bulgaria. The third of four possible candidates, Ulrich Enemeela. So Ulrich Enemeela, including his first appearance on the bench in November, played just one of their two remaining games in 2021. So just a possible candidate, the 20-year-old who plays for Brighton in England. I haven't actually seen him on the field for Brighton yet, but he's on the squad. And the last one is Kevin Mayhew. So Kevin Mayhew got his first cap in March and played three of their eight games, including the last one, though. And he is 28 years old and has been with the squad, well, just this year, I guess, with those three caps. And he is currently playing in Turkey, another French-born player. All right, that actually brings us to the end of our list. There are no other candidates as forward, so all that remains is for us to see who among these forwards made it. So, of course, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang will be on the squad, and Aaron Mupenza. So both of those were expected. Among the four likely, four possible candidates we have, three of them made it. So Alex Naye, I'm going to put them all as substitutes here, whereas I think Aubameyang and Mupenza will be starters. So Axel Naye as a substitute, Ulrich Enemeela, as a substitute. And Kevin Mayhew all made the squad. So lots of forwards there, and not a long discussion here, but the pattern I notice is a definite lack of right and left midfielders and even right wingers. There were no candidates in those three positions, but a few candidates for left wingers. So I'm guessing maybe some of the forwards, a left winger, or even some of the central midfielders will have to move out to the wings. But I got to say, I think left back Johan Obiang and Lloyd Paloon, even though their defenders may move up the field, so they could actually possibly move up into a midfield role also. All right, let's review then, beginning with manager Patrice Nevue. So he will lead them through the squad. Among goalkeepers, we're not really sure who's going to be the starter. Jean-Noël Amonamé just came in 2021, but seemed to secure, I won't say the starting spot, I will say a starting spot. Because he played the last three games there. Anthony Mfa-Mezui also seems a possibility as a starter. So hard to say there. But in central defence, pretty certain that Bruno Ekwueme will be a starter. And I wouldn't say randomly, but on gut feeling, Alex Muketu Musuenda as the starters, but with no great confidence in the case of Musuenda there. Definitely, though, I'm confident that Johan Obiang will begin as left back, and Lloyd Paloon, I'm confident he'll be a beginner. He'll be a starter, although the other left back, Anthony Oyono, looks like he could be a starter, but perhaps in a different position, maybe that midfield position where we saw they were lacking, especially on the right. In defensive midfielder, we think Mario Lemina will be a starter, and central midfielders Andre Biogo Poco and Gwelor Kanga both as starters. But we were surprised in central midfield that Levi Mandinda and Didier Ndong were not selected for the squad. No right or left midfielders and no right wingers, but a few candidates at left wing. So we're pretty sure that Dennis Buanga will be a starter, but possibly also Jim Alavina, possibly moving over to the right wing. And finally, in the attack, we have attacking midfielder Luis Amica. We're not really confident that he's going to be a starter, but because there's no one else in that position, that kind of ups his chances. But there's no doubt that Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang will be a starter if available, and Aaron Mupenza, looks like a likely starter. All right, well, that completes our discussion, or our introduction of Gabon players for the 2021 African Cup. And thanks for joining us. And we are Soccer Files Canada, and you can find us on our website at soccerfiles.captivate.fm, or you can just do a Google search for Soccer Files. That's all one word with a PH and plural, Soccer Files. And that's our Gmail too, soccerfiles@gmail.com, if you would like to get in touch with us. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the African Cup and that this enriches your experience of it. All the best. Bye-bye.